The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023. We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Hey, with that, we welcome you to Tonganoxie, Kansas, where this evening it's going to be high school hoops here on Care Radio as the Atchison Phoenix and the Tonganoxie Chieftains meet. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Radio Sports Studios. Izzy standing by. Tom Couch with you here tonight. And a nice little crowd beginning to filter into what is maybe the Taj Mahal of high school gymnasiums around the area. All right. Let's just get this out of the way. This place is fantastic. It is brand new. They just opened it up last January, so midway through last basketball season. It is a new facility, and it is, tell you what, I suspect as a coach and a player, and certainly as a fan and a spectator, it is everything you would want it to be. So it is very pleasant digs here in Tonganoxie tonight. JV game for the guys. Just wrapping up in the old gym, which is now the old gym, the longtime gym that was the host of the Tonganoxie tournament, which is across the hall from us. JV girls just wrapped up here in this gym. Tonganoxie coming away with a W in that one. And you can hear the pep band. They've got their own whole flight of seats and chairs, and it's a big group down on the, what will be the east side of the floor, east and west running floor. That all said, players are exiting the court. We're going to be back here in Tonganoxie, bringing you the starters and the tip. It is high school hoops tonight here on CARE.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Welcome back here to Tonganoxie, where the introduction to the players being done in a darkened gym with a spotlight over the big red T emblazoned on the center of the court. It is quite the introduction for the teams here tonight. With that said, you know what? I don't know if I can do quite what they're doing, but I'm going to bring you the starters for tonight's game. First of all, for Tonganoxie, head coach Mitch Loomis and his assistant coach Austin Eckert. Tonganoxie is going to be starting 5'2" sophomore Alyssa Schoenek. Emerson Maslak is a 5'2" sophomore. Also at 5'2", Mariah Herrera. So the backcourt goes 5'2", 5'2", 5'2". You move to the front line, and at 5'8", it's going to be the senior Lakin Bennett. And rounding it out, another senior at 5'6", Sage Isaacs. Tonganoxie coming into the ball game today at 1-0 on this very young season. For Atchison High School, a head coach by Nick Reband, his assistants, Jalia Rice and Julie Miller. For AHS, you're going to find seniors, Presley Simpson and Tyra Hayward. Juniors, Majai Stoves and Carly Kramer. And a freshman, Ashlyn Hausch. Tonganoxie clad in the home whites with red. Atchison in the traveling red with gold. Got a nice little crowd here tonight. Tonganoxie's turned out pretty well. I'm sure the Phoenix fans are still motoring their way here and are going to show up probably any moment now. Coming into the center circle to jump it off, it is going to be Tyra Hayward and Lakin Bennett. And as the ball goes up the tip of the way, controlled down by Tonganoxie. And we're underway. Tongi with the basketball. They'll feed it over to the right side of the free throw line. Cody Vanapree stolen away. Here comes Atchison. Simpson will bring it down the court. Bring it straight to the top of the key. Stop, squares up, travels, no whistle, shoots a three off the window. And you take it anyway it goes. And Atchison is broken on top 3-0. 7.5 to play in this opening quarter. Tongi back down the floor with the basketball. Top side is going to be Maslak. Her cross-court pass stolen by Atchison. Baseball pass to the other end, taken by Hayward. Kicks it over to the right side with a falling away shot. It's up and off the rim. Rebounded down by Carly Kay. Follows it up, hits it, plus one. No, traveling on Carly. Thought that she'd gone up with a bucket and instead travels with it. And so back it is going to come to Tonganoxie. 7-11 to go in this opening quarter. Lady Chieftains step in, feed to the free throw line. The drive to the block, the shot is up too strong, and we will have an Atchison foul. Two free throws coming here. Less than a minute into the ball game. And Atchison will have picked up its first personal foul, and it'll belong to Carly Kramer. Tonganoxie comes to the free throw line, trailing 3-0 in the early moments. First free throw, airborne rolling around, and it is good. So Lakin Bennett will have her first point and have her team's first point of the game. One more shot coming up. Eyes it, sends it on its way, and that one caroms off, no good. Atchison rebounds it down. Here they come. It'll be Simpson bringing it up the floor again, stopping at the top of the key, starts her way to the left side, goes to the free throw line, reaching in a defender, ties up the ball, jump ball called, possession, Atchison. .657 to go in the opening quarter. 3-1. AHS with the early lead. Crowd pretty quiet here in their onset of the game. The lob comes into Kramer. Goes from 15. It is short. And the ball is going to be allowed to bounce twice off the floor and roll out of bounds. It'll be Tonganoxie basketball. Put in play from deep in the backcourt. And Alyssa Schoenek will bring it up the floor. Swings it over to the right side. Gets it there to Herrera. Herrera looks in the middle, puts it on the floor a couple of times, starts to drive in, then backs it away, brings it off on top to Maslak, has the ball batted away from her, and it's going to be stolen. Atchison coming up with a steal. Stoves will take the ball away, bring it on top, go to Simpson, whose three is a bit short, but Atchison with an offensive board. Simpson will dish it over to the right side. Here's Stoves for three. It's off the mark. And this time the rebound is going to be cleared away by Bennett. Here comes Tonganoxie, racing on the floor, one-on-one, shot up off the window, no good. Rebound is on the court, batted away, it's going to go out of bounds, it'll be Tonganoxie basketball. 6:11 to go in the opening quarter, still a 3-1 game. Coming in at the baseline, Schoeneck. Looks to bring it in, looking, having trouble, now feeds into the lane and through three defenders, and is it a travel or is it a foul? Going to be a foul against Atchison. The foul is going to be on Ariana Boldridge, who's just come in. So Ariana will have her first personal foul. Arriwell, the junior for AHS. And Tongi will bring it out topside. We go inside six. Here's a three-point shot. Airborne, no. Offensive rebound underneath in the lane. Three over defenders around. The ball is batted free. Pick back up, three-point shot, no. Rebound, Atchison. Here comes AHS. A three for Simpson from the top, no. Rebound, Tonganoxie. And on the board, on the other knee, trying to steal the ball away. We're going to get a foul. And I think it's going to be the second. It is. Second foul of the ball game by Ariah Boldridge. So Orion will have foul number two, Atchison team foul three, and Boldridge comes out of the ballgame. Here at 5:37 to play in the opening quarter. Tonga brings it in over to the right side, dishes it down to the baseline right, into the corner to Bennett. She'll drive across, dish across to the left side, a little bit of a head fake and a collision and a travel call. So the basketball is going to go back to Atchison High School, and the Phoenix will come up the floor with it at 5:20 to play in the first quarter. They lead 3-1 on a three-point shot right out of the gate by Presley Simpson. Hausch has the ball, feeds over to Kramer off the left block. She will turn, it won't fall in. Rebound running around on the ground. It's going to be picked back up by Tonganoxie. Here comes Melissa Schoeneck. She'll dish it off on top. Gets it there to Maslach. Maslach feeds over to the left edge. Now down to the baseline. Three-point baseline jump shot. Yep. Blaken Bennett hits the three, and suddenly Tonganoxie is taking the lead at 4-3 at 4:48 to play in the first quarter. Atchison with the basketball way up topside. Stoves has it, swings it over to the left wing. Working her way to the top is going to be Hausch. Now to the free throw line, back over to the outside. Oh, a nice move, losing her defender, and then the baseline runner is up and no good, and the board is going to go out of bounds. It'll be off Atchison. Kramer touches it last, and back up the floor with the basketball. Here comes Tonganoxie. We're still just over 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Schoeneck brings it down, drives across, works into the middle, dishes it off on top. A little head fake, a lot of traffic. Atchison in the 2-3, back top side, on the floor a couple times, going to the free throw lane. Atchison pursues the ball well. Back over to the right side, trying to drive in, and now the ball's going to be lost out of bounds, kicked by Simpson. It'll come back in again to Tonganoxie down at their corner left with just over 4 minutes to go in the first. 4-3, Tonganoxie. Looking in, it comes out on top. Hausch, Hayward, Kramer, Stokes, Simpson are the Atchison five out there. We're inside four to play in the opening quarter, 1 point game. Tonganoxie been way patient. Don't forget we got the guys game coming up after this one. Here's a 3-point shot drained from the left elbow. Knocking that one down, Mariah Herrera. And it is now 7-3, Tongi. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. AHS with Stoves back over to the right side. Jump shot up, no good. Rebound, Tonganoxie. Herrera coming up with the basketball and back up the floor with it. The Chieftains, and we have reach in and an Atchison foul. I think Hausch was the player in the area, and it was. So the foul is going to be on Ashlyn. It'll be her first, and for Atchison, team foul four. Kramer comes out of the ball game at Delaney Wilder now into the lineup for Atchison and head coach Nick Rebant. The ball comes in, and here's Tonganoxie with the 3:15 to go and rolling in the opening quarter, 7-3. Lady Chieftains out front. Top of the key, back to the left elbow, a three off the back, no. Rebound tipped down, and we will have a foul on the effort at the rebound. It's going to go against Tonganoxie. Getting a lot of up and down the floor. Not a ton of points so far tonight. That'll be the first foul this evening for Tonganoxie. Belongs to Sage Isaacs, the 5'6" senior. Atchison will bring it up the floor and dish it over to the right side. Wilder has it, gets it down to Simpson, who drops a shoulder, powers in, and picks up the offensive foul. Presley Simpson had fully decided that she was going to go into the middle and did. Went over the top of a defender. Offensive foul is her first, team foul 5 for Atchison. And so for the last 2:52 of the opening quarter, we're going to have free throw shot by Tongi. They'll walk it up the floor. Here's Schoeneck. Slings it over to the left side. Skip pass inside the three-point circle. Back out on top. Little head fake. Couldn't shake the defender. Cross court over to the right side. They're going to call a double dribble. I say the ball handler got both hands on the ball. She was trying to cross over from one dribbling hand to the other. And the process got both hands on it. Atchison will bring it in. 2.5 to go opening quarters. 7-3. Tonganoxie in front. Girls high school basketball here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. The ball loose on the ground. It's going to get away, go out of bounds, and back it comes to the Phoenix. Ashlyn Hausch will do the inbound for Atchison. Brings it into Simpson. Presley holds the ball high above her head. Looks into the middle. Now a little skip pass over to the left block, and it's going to be stolen away by Tonganoxie. Anticipating that pass, Tonganoxie is going to come up with a steal. Sage Isaacs takes the ball away, skips it over to the right side, now back on top, stepping inside the ring, going up in traffic. The shot is airborne and missing. The follow shot is up, and we will have an Atchison foul. I suspect this one is on Taira, and it is her first. So that's the sixth team foul. It was a shooting violation regardless. 2:03 to go, opening quarter. First free throw, two. In, out, no. Another long look at it here for Emerson. Emerson Maslach is a 5'2" sophomore. And that one will not go in either. Rebound tipped out, and Atchison will control it down. Here comes AHS with a 1:50 to go and rolling along here in the opening quarter. Atchison treading in the ball game, 7-3, having scored in their very first possession of the evening, and not since then. Here's Simpson with it. Presley holding the ball high above her head. Now she'll drive over to the right side, pull up short of the lane, puts a shot up that's well beyond the rim, and a rebound is going to be cleared away by Tonganoxie, who's going to run it to the other end of the floor. Taking it down the left side is going to be Mariah Herrera. Brings it off on top. They spread the floor a little bit. Maslach, skip pass over to the baseline left, back over to the wing. Three-point shot launched, and it's in and out, no. Rebound tipped way out on top. Saved by Tonganoxie. They'll skip back over to the right side. Isaacs has it. Feeds in the middle. Reads it back off on top. Atchison with an effort and a steal, but the ball's going to get away out of bounds off the fingertips of Stoves. And with 1:18 to go in the opening quarter, it'll again belong to Tonganoxie. They lead 7-3. Herrera takes the inbound. Atchison has made a couple of substitutions. Tonganoxie has made none yet in the game. Now the cross-court pass, well anticipated and stolen. Here comes Hausch, and her pass is going to be stolen back by Tonganoxie. Lobbed to the other end of the floor, and as the shot goes up, players tripped, and no foul called, but they're going to say that it does go out of bounds off Atchison. Tonganoxie basketball inside a minute to go in the opening quarter. Game moving along at a fairly brisk pace. We will have the first Tonganoxie substitution. Coming into the game is Mariah Sneed, a 5'8" senior. Little jump shot is up, no good. Rebound underneath. Tonganoxie is going to dribble it back off to the top. 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Lady Chieftains with a basketball and working it out on the wing. Now they play catch with it literally between the circles. Dish over to the left side. An uncontested three is off the mark. Rebounding it down, Simpson. Here comes Atchison. Half a minute to go in the first. And as Presley drives in, a whistle blows. The officials look at one another to make sure everybody's on the same page. And the foul is going to be on Tonganoxie's Schoeneck. So Alyssa Schoeneck will pick up her first foul. Team foul two. Atchison putting it in play at the baseline. They'll swing it in over to the left side. Hausch back out on top to Stoves. She will dribble with the right hand. 28-27. Rolling down toward the end of the opening quarter. Topside Presley, 20 seconds left in the first. Simpson wants to take the three, can't get it. Defender right in her grill. Back out on top, it'll come to Stoves. She tries to play off the screen. Goes to the left side, 11 seconds left. Simpson drives in, twists and turns. The ball stripped away. It's on the floor. Taken away by Tonganoxie with four. Up the floor with three. Down the middle with two. And the ball knocked away, and no shot at the buzzer. We've come to the end of the opening quarter. With a timeout on the court, one quarter in the book in the girls' game, it is Tonganoxie 7, Atchison 3.
Dr. Stephen Walls is pleased to announce his retirement and the closure of his veterinary practice, Westside Veterinary Hospital, effective December 29th. Dr. Walls will always be remembered as a caring, thorough, and hardworking vet. He has literally cared for hundreds of animals over the last 29 years. Contact the clinic for your pet's records prior to closure. And coming soon, Westside Grooming and Boarding, run by Kim Woodson.
Happy to have you along with us here in Tonganoxie, Kansas tonight for high school hoops here on K-Radio. We'll do our best to keep you up to speed with how the Benedictine men and women are doing as the Ravens on the road tonight up in Des Moines, Iowa at Grandview. So I'll be checking on those scores as the evening wears along. Looking to get in an AHS game tonight as Benedictine has shifted their schedule from a typical college on a Wednesday to a typical high school on a Tuesday night. As we talked to Coach Moody after the game on Saturday, with finals beginning at Benedictine on Thursday, Wednesday is an all-school study day, and so they wanted the students back, no Wednesday game, and Benedictine requested, and Grandview accommodated their request to move the game to tonight. So we'll keep you apprised of how it goes between the Ravens and the Vikings right now. The ball belongs to Tonganoxie, and a cross-court pass thrown right into the hands of a Atchison defender, and it's stolen back. Now the pass to the baseline is through the hands of a Tonganoxie player down low, Mariah Sneed. It will come back to AHS. Opening quarter scoring for Tonganoxie. Four of the points belong to Ben. The other three to Mariah Herrera. For Atchison, it was Presley Simpson on that first possession shot, hitting a three for the Phoenix points so far tonight. 7.5 to go in the opening half. Pass over to the right side, off the block, back and in, falling away, shot is up and in! Kaya Downing picks up her first point today. So Kaya, the sophomore for Coach Revant, and now the ball is going to get away, and Tonganoxie will turn it over with 7:13 to play in the first half. Walking it up the floor, Presley Simpson. Presley will have it over to the right side. Now comes top of the key. Looking into the middle, little bump, no foul. Wilder has it. Skips it over to the left side to Hausch. Back out for Simpson. Presley wants the three, and the defense has really been doing a good job over here. Another pass in the middle of Presley is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. We'll come back in again to AHS. Wilder out of the ball game. Carly Creamer coming back in for Atchison. 6:46 to play. Here's a three-point shot. Up and good for Presley Simpson. So Presley will double her scoring with that shot. And Atchison is in front at 8-7. 6:20 to go in the first half. I guess I'm thinking now. The pass comes out on top, and it's going to be over and back. They're going to let this thing get away out of bounds, and nope. She's going to reach down and touch before it gets out of play. It'll come back in to get Atchison down to their baseline. Atchison is going to bring Araya Bolgridge back in. Remember, Araya's out there now with two fouls. She picked them up very quickly and has seen limited playing time this evening. Atchison boys team getting suited up, and they're coming back out here. Remember, they'll probably be warming up a little bit at halftime. Having some pregame nachos. Looking like they're getting ready for this one. Here's a jumper from the right side. Rolling around, and going in for Wilder. No, wait, it's Araya. Make that for Araya. And AHS on the strength of a 7-0 run has taken the lead. And now we're going to have a jump shot that will be waved off and an Atchison foul. Foul is going to be on Hausch. It is her second. And at 5:54 to go in the opening half, once again, we're going to see Tonganoxie put in the ball in play. It is a 10-7 Atchison lead. The feed will come in the middle to the free throw line. Dish back out on top. Drawn throw to the left side. Kicked outside the box on the left. Back out on top. Tonganoxie starts right. Loses the handle on the ball. Dumps it over to the right edge. Starting to drive in. Now back it away. It comes off of top side again. Down the left side of the lane. Tonganoxie just moved the ball. So feet into the lane. That's a double dribble. Nothing. And there's an offensive foul. It's dropping her head, dropping her shoulder, pushing and leaning in. We're going to get a foul on Mariah Sneed of Tonganoxie. It'll be her first foul at a ball game. Team foul one of the second quarter for Tonganoxie. And back up forward with it, AHS. Atchison leading it by three. The ball comes to the free throw line, back over to the right side where House will run and shoots, and the ball hits the support behind the backboard. The shot kind of was maybe 3 feet behind the board. So they've got the big kind of Hydra Rib portable basketball goals here. The big base and a very long arm that sticks out on the floor, and that shot hit that arm. Here's a three from the left elbow, no good. Rebound Atchison. And again, Simpson brings it down, goes to the free throw line, dumps it right, back out Simpson. Straight away, Hausch for three. Nope. Rebound underneath. Chieftains. Flying down the floor with it is going to be Shawneck. She'll cut into the lane, dish it back over to the left side. Skip pass back out. They'll bring it out on top. Here's a three. Launched, missed. Offensive board, launched, missed. That was a good look inside, but just a little too much strength on the shot made it carry him up too far in front. And now we're going to get an offensive foul on Presley. So Presley Simpson will collect her second foul of the game. It'll be Atchison team foul two of the second quarter, and we're down to 4:17 to play in the first half. Simpson coming out of the ball game for Atchison also. Kaya Downing will check out. And we're going to get a timeout. Yeah, looks like we're going to get a break taken. And Joseph, our first TO of the game. Here it comes at 4:17 to play, opening half of the girls' game. It is Atchison 10, Tonganoxie 7.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. 'Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Don't forget the guys' game is still coming up here on Care Radio at the conclusion of the ladies' contest. We are at 4:17 to play in the opening half of the girls' game. It is a 10-7 Atchison lead here at Tonganoxie. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Kinsey over here working very hard. Tom Couch with you and Atchison coming out of the timeout. Let's see who they've got out there. I got Carly Kramer out of the floor, and Tahir Hayward is out there. Majai Stoves on the floor. Ashton House is out. And looking around this thing out with Araya Boldridge. So there's your five for head coach Rebant. As Tonganoxie brings it in, we're midway through the first. Here's a pass in the middle. And again, that was one too many passes. They had a nice baseline shot and then passed up on it. Atchison on the fast break, going to have that shot rejected, knocked out of bounds by Shawneck. And it'll come back getting it to Atchison to their offensive baseline. 3:55 to go in the first half. Coach Rebant on his feet, indicating the offensive play. He'd like to see his team run on that inbound. It'll be triggered in play by Boldridge. And now, taking the inbound pass, nowhere to go with it, so just putting up the shot. It's going to be off the mark by Stoves. Here comes Tonganoxie off the defensive rebound. Tonganoxie will accelerate into the lane, leaning in. The 12-foot shot is up. No. And a rebound. Battle for twisting, turning, trying to get it away. And Atchison is going to lose it. And that was absolutely persistent play in the backcourt by Tonganoxie's Alicia Shawneck. And again, you got to understand, the Tonganoxie team is not very big. They start 5-2, 5-2, 5-2 in the backcourt. 3:20 to go in the half. And here's the Chieftain offense. The pass in the middle again is batted away. Tonganoxie bound and determined to try to pass the ball into the middle, but the Atchison defense is really not allowed that at all. House will have it at the top right wing. Feeds over to the block. Carly will turn and shoot. It's a bit short. And a rebound swept away by Tonganoxie's Lakin Bennett. Lakin leads her team in scoring with four. They have not scored yet in the second quarter, and it's most of the way over. Pass is going to be snapped away, knocked out of bounds. Back, it'll come again to Tonganoxie. 3 minutes exactly to go in the half. Tonganoxie has not scored a second quarter point yet. They're going to look to alleviate that with this possession. Skip pass down to the baseline left. And again, they don't look even to shoot from that baseline. They are unwilling to shoot, and now the ball is going to be batted away and stolen. Here comes Atchison, racing down the court, over to the right side to House. She has it knocked away, and is there going to be a foul involved in that? Perhaps so. It's going to be, I think, on Shawneck. It is going to be Alyssa's second foul. And Tonganoxie's second foul of the second quarter, which will prompt the Chieftains and Coach Loomis to take a timeout. Taking another break, Joseph. We're down to 2:42 to go before intermission of the ladies' game. It remains Atchison 10, Tonganoxie 7.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
This is the first team to come away from their bench and their coaching staff. And for Atchison, you've got, I'm looking out on the floor, and I see House and Hayward and Kramer, Boldridge, and Stoves. Those are the Atchison five. You've got Presley Simpson on the bench. He's got a couple of fouls. Also, with two fouls each, Ashlyn House and Araya Boldridge for Atchison. Alyssa Shawneck for Tonganoxie has two. Atchison brings the ball in play in the backcourt. Kramer will take the inbound. They'll go over to the left side of Stoves. She'll spin, twist, turn, shoot, and can't get it. Here comes Atchison up the floor. Outlet left side. Driving in, losing a step, and then traveling the out. And again, for Tonganoxie, a reluctance to shoot the basketball. We're going to get Simpson back into the game for Atchison. She will come in for House. And we're at 2:29 to go in the first half. High school girls basketball, 10-7. Here's Simpson. She'll work left, goes to the baseline, little underhand scoop shot. Looked good, didn't go in. Follow shot up, doesn't go in. Rebound, going to be lost out of bounds, off AHS. Tonganoxie putting it back in play. 2 minutes and 15 to go in the half. Right now, if you were in the CARE studios, you know, you'd be seeing Joseph preparing what will be a absolutely magnificent halftime, as per his usual. And we're going to get another Lady Chieftain travel. As again, they try to pass the ball into the middle. They try to pass it across the lane. And Atchison's defense not going to allow that. And Tonganoxie with turnover after turnover as we go inside 2 minutes left in the half. Atchison's going to bring Downing and Wilder back into the game with the first dead ball. Ball's going to be knocked away. Kramer tries to pick it up, and we're going to get a jump ball call possession. Phoenix. So here comes Wilder and Downing. Out of the game will come Hayward and Kramer. It'll be out to the ball coming at their offensive baseline. They bring it into the block, come out on top. Stokes goes three, hit three. How about that? Ajay Stoves, first points of the ball game. And it's now 13-7, and we got a minute 40 to go in the half. Topside with it, backing away, launching a three on the other end. It misses, and a rebound, Atchison. Wilder coming up with the basketball, and Presley Simpson races it up. Little left-hand dribble, taking it across the middle. Works away to the left side. They're running. Long two. It's up and good. Simpson. 5 and a quarter, 8 in the game. 15-7, and still in the second quarter, no points for Tonganoxie. Baseline left, there was a travel, no whistle. Now trapped down to the baseline, Tonganoxie finally gets rid of the ball right in front of the Atchison bench. With a minute to go in the half. Backing in with it is Schoeneck. Feeds to the free throw line, skip pass over, 3-point shot, no. Rebound underneath, back out on top. Coach Rebant wanted a foul in the middle, didn't get it. Here's a runner off the backboard. No. Rebound underneath, followed, and there's the bucket. Lincoln Bennett scores for Tonganoxie. Their first points of the second quarter coming with 35 seconds. It is 15-9 Atchison. They have led by as many as 8, up half a dozen now. And Atchison's going to turn it back over to Tonganoxie. Here they come. 18, 17 seconds left in the half. Way up top side with it is Herrera. Herrera will go three, short. Offensive board underneath, followed up, hits the bottom of the rim, won't go in. And Maslach could not get it to fall. Atchison with a shot at the buzzer that hits the top of the backboard and goes into the stands, and it's halftime in Tonganoxie. We'll be back to summarize it for you as the two teams head for the locker room in the ladies' game. It is Atchison 15, Tonganoxie 9.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this. At Amberwell, they understand that choosing the right Medicare plan can be overwhelming. Low monthly premiums are tempting, but remember, it's not always about the cost. It's about what's covered. You could get caught in a plan this year that doesn't truly meet your needs. That's why they encourage you to take advantage of Amberwell's Medicare Optimized service. It's free and provides you with a dedicated healthcare benefits navigator to assist you in selecting the plan best suited to your unique healthcare needs. Schedule your free Medicare Optimized service today by calling 913-367-2650.
Well, the guys, teams out of the court warming up. We will have boys high school basketball coming your way here on CARE Radio before too long. But first of all, the ladies game as they go to the locker room. Atchison up a half dozen in a recap of the first half scoring for you. First of all, for Tonganoxie, Lakin Bennett leads the way with a half dozen. And Mariah Herrera hit an open quarter three for the other 3 points for the Chieftains. For Atchison, 8 by Presley Simpson, who saw really limited second quarter play due to having a couple of fouls. 3 for Stoves, Kai Downing with 2, and Araya Boldridge with 2. Again, talking about fouls, Tonganoxie. Alyssa Shonick has 2 fouls, and the 2 fouls apiece on Atchison's Ashlyn Hausch, Carly Kramer, and Presley Simpson. We're taking a break. Second half of the ladies' game coming up next, and then, of course, it will be the guys' turn. High school hoops on a Tuesday here on K-Radio. But right now with that intermission score, Tongi 15, Atchison 9. Back we go to Joseph in the world-renowned K-Radio Sports Studios for yet another spectacular halftime.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good. Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We will return to the ladies' basketball game as the Atchison High Phoenix are on the road taking on Tonganoxie. Coming up on the CARE sports calendar, we've got Sports Look for you Thursday night. Sports airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. It's where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. That's Sports Look Thursday nights right around 5:30 all through the sports season. Friday night brings us to Donovan West at ACCHS basketball, and I'm looking at the schedule here, and it does not appear that we actually have a Saturday basketball game this weekend. With the schools being out, it is a little bit odd for the college season. The next one that we will have of college basketball is coming up on Wednesday, December 13th. That's BC at Missouri Valley. We will have, of course, the women about 5:30. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Care 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. Care 93.7, your local sports authority.
Taking a look around the area, well, it's an odd Tuesday. We have some tournament play games that are already completed. The Frankfurt ladies beat Northern Heights 56-21. In the Clifton-Clyde-Harrington game, it was Clifton-Clyde 56, Harrington 19. Perry Lecompton beat Paola 39-37. And in the other games, I've got a mixed bag. I've got Centralia and Care Paravel. We have Centralia at 29 points, Care Paravel at 4. Lynn is sitting at 34 points. Tescott is sitting at 4 at the half. We've got Valley Heights at the end of the first quarter reporting 14 to Marysville's 9. And Donovan West at the end of the first quarter reported Donovan West 18 to Riverside 10. And in this game, we've got Atchison High Phoenix at 15, Tonganoxie 9. Lady Ravens are in play right now. And the current score at the start of the... With 5 minutes and 48 seconds left in the fourth, it's Grandview leading Lady Ravens 48-43. I'll be back with the weather in just a moment.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 24 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the west at around 5 miles an hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53. Clear skies again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 39. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 50s to the low 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 38 degrees in Atchison right now. It feels like 33 out there with winds out of the north at 4 miles per hour and a relative humidity of 68%. Our dew point is 26 degrees Fahrenheit and our barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.36 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Tonganoxie. We get set to go to the second half of the ladies' game, and the guys' teams are exiting the floor. They are all warmed up and ready to go. We'll have their game coming up after this one. Going to the third quarter, it is a 15-9 Tonganoxie lead over Atchison. Welcome back, everybody. With Joseph, producing engineering, presenting you a news program with a time frame as tight as the Apollo launch window. I mean, that is how he does things. Joseph, thank you. Izzy up here, Tom Counts with you, and Atchison is going to come out of the court first. Looks like Coach Revant's got the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 starting five out there. Ashlyn Hausch, Taira Hayward, Carly Kramer, Majai Stoves, and Presley Simpson for Tonganoxie. I'm looking across. Yeah, probably Sage Isaacs and Lakin Bennett, Mariah Herrera, Emerson Maslach, and Alyssa Shonick. Here we go. Second half set to get it away. Over to possession. We'll award the basketball to Tonganoxie. And we're underway in the third quarter. 15-9. Atchison in front. Tonga knocks the ball at the free throw line. Atchison defense just dives on it like piranhas, and they're able to get it away, fortunately for them. Now to pass down to the baseline, looking for the block and reaching around. Tyra Hayward stretches across, deflects the ball, knocks it away, and out of bounds. Going to come back in again to Tonganoxie. Just underway in the second half. Three-point shot, right side, short. Rebound, battled for, tied up. And possession will go Atchison. Good hustle in the middle for AHS to tie that thing up. And now they're going to be up the floor in control of the basketball. 7:37 to go in the third quarter. Neither of these teams has exactly been any kind of an offensive juggernaut, but now the full court pressure is applied by Tonganoxie on the inbound. Atchison will bring it down the floor. Quick spinning shot is up and missing, and on the rebound, we've got a push. Let's see which Atchison player has committed that. That might be Kramer. That will be the second foul by Carley tonight, the first second half foul by either of these two teams. Tonganoxie is going to be bringing it in, and Mariah Herrera will bring it up the floor. Mariah hitting a three-point shot in the opening quarter for her only point so far this evening. 7:17 to go in the third. Long hook pass over to the left side. Maslach has it. Little one-hand pass out on top to Herrera. Herrera works right, now back left. Hands it across to Maslach. And right now you're seeing, looks like Atchison is just kind of filling up the lane and now trying to drive in. Tonganoxie loses the handle, but able to pick it back up. Atchison just packed down inside. Here's a runner. This is going to go up and roll around and go in for Alyssa Shonick. It'll be her first point in the ball game, and the Atchison lead is trimmed to 4. It's 6:37 to go in the third quarter. It is 15-11. Simpson will feed it to the free throw line where the shot is off the window by Hayward and good. Tyra Hayward makes it 17-11. Atchison has had several shots, and I got to tell you, I'm not sure that the intention is to use the backboard, but the backboard has allowed the shot to go in, and you take it however it works, okay? Backboard, no backboard, counting the same. 17-11. Phoenix in front here in the girls' game. The ball comes in. The three-pointer, short. Perfectly on line, but coming up a little bit short. And now it's going to take it away by Atchison. Stokes will bring it down the floor, and then double dribbles the basketball. It's going to come back again to Tonganoxie. Atchison coming into the game tonight at 0-1, having dropped their season opener at Rossville, but Tonganoxie comes in at 1-0 on this very young season. Shonick with the basketball, swings over to the right side, dumps it down to Isaacs. Back comes to Shonick, and it's going to get away and out of bounds. And another turnover by these teams tonight. 5:57 to go. 17-11, Atchison in front. Driving down, a runner is up and missing, and a rebound underneath, swept away by Tonganoxie, and we're going to have a foul at the backcourt. I think Carly got tangled up and did, and Kramer now has her third foul, the first player for either team to have picked up a third personal. And here comes Tonganoxie. 5:45 to go here in the third quarter. Down the floor, driving to about a step above the free throw line, swing it over to the right elbow, back into the top. Down the left side of the lane. Skip pass off the block. Shot is going to go up, rattle around, and it is good. Knocking it down is going to be Lakin Bennett. She's got 8, 17-13. Again, Atchison's lead trimmed to 4. Last time this happened, they came down the floor and very quickly scored. They come down the floor this time, and the ball is going to be batted away down at the baseline, and Atchison is going to be putting it in at their offensive end. Looking in with the basketball is going to be Araya. Voltage will bring it off on top. Gets it there to Stoves. Stoves looks across on the floor one time. Back and in. Plenty of steps. Is it? Yes, that's a travel. 5:15 to go. Third quarter. fans continue to make their way into the gymnasium. As I see them coming in at a first look, their fans scores. Everything is red here. Here's a shot up and good for three. Mariah Herrera makes it 17-16 with 4:50 to go in the third quarter. And Tonganoxie's come racing back here in the second half. Here's a feed into the middle. A follow shot is going to be up and no good. And Hayward is going to be fouled and come to the free throw line. Whistle is going to be on Alyssa Shawnick. And she will be the first Tonganoxie player to have picked up a third foul. By the way, Joseph, in case you, you know, I think that you probably are sitting there at this moment, as we speak, and thinking to yourself, I wonder if the fans know what station that they've got on. Well, in fact, I'm certain that everybody tuned in is aware that this is KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. I'm sure of it. First free throw is going to be on its way. Will not quite roll in. And that year, Hayward will have one more shot. This one high arcing and kicks out. No. Rebound cleared away by Tonganoxie. Lakin Bennett comes up with it. And the upcourt pass stolen back by Atchison. Left side Stoves to the right side. Jump shot up. No good. And on the rebound, a foul call. Felon's going to be on Atchison. And I suspect it is on Stoves. It will be her first Atchison team foul three here in the third quarter. We still got a ways to go at 4.5 to go. Third quarter, 17-16, and an opportunity for Tonganoxie to take a lead that they have not had in a very, very long time in this game. They work their ball over to the left side, drive into the lane, dished it to the edge, three-point rainbow shot. Yeah, another one! Tonganoxie, red hot from the outside. That is the third three of the day by Mariah Herrera, and Tonganoxie is taking a lead. It is 19-17. Full court pressure applied now by the Chieftains. His work, 4 minutes to play, midpoint of the third quarter. Presley Simpson has it right side. You've got Shawnick right in front of her. Arms outstretched. She's playing like that, playing hard defense with three fouls. Simpson in trouble, out top, spinning, twisted, trying to get rid of the ball. And coach says, oh, I see there's a problem. And that was a really good timeout taken by Coach Reban, and Atchison takes a break, and so shall we. The timeout occurs at 3:43 to go in the third quarter of the girls' game. It is Tonganoxie 19, Atchison 17.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Oh, yeah. We're back here in Tonganoxie getting set to go to the fourth quarter. 27-20. Phoenix in front here in the girls' game. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering in the studio, is the upstairs here. Tom Counts. That third quarter, kind of interesting. It saw Atchison start with a nice lead. That lead got away. Tonganoxie took the lead, and then Atchison flipped it back, and goes in with their largest lead of the game at the end of the third quarter, 27-20. Scoring so far looks like this for Tonganoxie, 9 for Mariah Herrera on 3 threes. Lakin Bennett has 8, drops dramatically then to Schoeneck with 2 and 1 for Carlton. For Atchison, Presley Simpson, as she typically does, leads the way with 9-7 from Ajay Stokes, 5.5 for Kaya Downey. Taira Hayward with 4 and the other 2 for Ariah Boldridge. A quick inbounds, a shot goes up, and it will not go in for Atchison. Rebounding back down, Tonganoxie. Here come the Chieftains, trailing it by 7, driving into the lane. The shot is up off the right side, no good. Rebound underneath, going to be taken down by Presley. Simpson out, lets it down the floor. Here comes Delaney. Wilder will stop all alone, pops and hits it. Delaney Wilder for 2. Atchison now stretches its lead to 29-20. 7.5 to go in the game. Herrera will have it on the left side, dishes it down deep into the baseline left corner. Sage Isaacs with it. Tonganoxie's got no points from the bigs. It's all from the outside. 3-point shot, rims out, no good. Rebound, Atchison. Up the floor, Presley Simpson dishes it left side. Hausch has it there. Works her way around the horn. Kicks it down low, backing in. Leaning, shooting, scoring! Nicely done by Kaya Downing, and she's got 7. Atchison going to blow the door open on this thing here with 6:50 to go in the game. Now leading it by double figures at 31-20. Top of the key. Dish to the left. Little head fake. Trying to drive in. No room. Back on top of it again. Atchison. Just superior size. The difference maker. Here's a 3 by Carlson. Missing. Rebound. Cleared away by Kramer. Here comes Atchison. 6.5 to go in the game. Simpson comes up, cuts left, goes in, dumps it over, alone, underneath the bucket. Good again! And Atchison's got it figured out. Feeding Kaya Downing. The assist goes to Presley Simpson. 33-20. 6 minutes to go. Atchison by 13. Tonganoxie. Straight away from the top for 3. Count it for Alyssa Schoeneck. 32-23. And now, as stepping across the baseline, Atchison had this problem down in Rossville. Stepping across on the inbound play, they do it here. And they're going to return to basketball, too. Tonganoxie down to the offensive end. And we're going to see 1 and 2 and now 3 substitutions coming in for Coach Rebound. 5:50 to go in the ballgame. Tonganoxie brings it in, comes on top, shoots a 3, it's off the mark, and on the rebound, a Tonganoxie foul, I suspect, probably on Lakin Bennett. Fisher coming over to the scorer's table. It will be the second foul of the ballgame for Lakin. Team foul 1 in the fourth quarter for Tonganoxie. Atchison in front, 33-23. And the upcourt, the ball's rolling around on the ground. It's going to be covered up like a fumbled football by 2 players. And the jump ball call. Can they get a jump ball in football? Now, there's a plan. That's an idea. 33-23. 5.5 to go. Jump ball position. Chieftains, here's Tonganoxie. They'll go baseline, dish it across. And here's what happens. They try to drive in the middle. They can't get a shot away. They have to come on top. Where this 3-point shot is going to miss a little wide to the right side. Atchison brings it down. Simpson brings it up. 5:20 left in the game. Atchison has the ball. A 10-point lead. They'll go 3. It's an air ball. It's caught on the fly on the other side. Taken away by Herrera. Herrera goes inside the 3-point ring. Brings it out on top. And we're going to get a travel. Lincoln Bennett got a little bit too much of a hurry and was able to get rid of it. Here we go with 5 minutes to go in the game. It is 33-23, Phoenix. And now an error on the inbound. Nobody guarding in the backcourt. And a breakaway left-handed layup good by Taira Hayward. Half a dozen, Taira. 35-23. Up a dozen. Goes Atchison. The shot on the other end. Nope. Rebound, Phoenix. Ryan Boldridge clears it down. And now we're going to have The ball slapped away down to the backcourt, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph with 4:49 to go in the ladies' game. Don't forget the guys still coming up. It is Atchison 35, Tonganoxie 23.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Coming out of the timeout, it'll be Atchison basketball. Deep in the backcourt. Full court pressure is going to be applied by Tonganoxie. 4:44 to go as the Phoenix come into the forecourt down the right side. They lead by a dozen. Out on top, thinking about the long shot, instead taking a 15-footer and traveling with the basketball. Here's the thing. I would have expected Atchison to be a little patient at this juncture of the ball game. 4.5 to go, up a dozen, and that is not the way they're playing it right now. They're coming down the court, throwing it out. Here comes Tonganoxie. Now, Tonganoxie, I can see, getting down the court and tossing it up. They got to come from behind, and they're down a bunch. Here's a feed to the right side. That's going to be Bennett. She'll go three. There it is. That's her first three today. How about that? Lakin Bennett, 11 points, 35-26, 4:14 left. Pressure in the backcourt. The ball batted away. It's going to be taken by Tonganoxie, and as a couple of players get tangled up on the floor, there's a call, and there will be a foul called on Tonganoxie's Alyssa Shonick. Now, for Alyssa, it's a big deal. It is her fourth foul. It is the second fourth quarter foul by Tonganoxie, but for Tonganoxie and head coach Loomis, probably not a lot of questions. She's got to stay out there. Shonick is the point on this team. And now there's a steal on the cross-court pass coming up with the Tonganoxie. Inside 4 minutes to play. And the Chieftains do themselves no favors. The upward pass gets away over on the left side. And back up with it will come. Atchison. Up nine with 3:50 to go. And the inbound pass stolen again by Tonganoxie. The swing over to the left side, the step into the middle, the 15-footer is up and way, way short, and rebound taken down Atchison. Presley Simpson running, full tilt, comes down, nearly travels, twists, spins, pivots, dumps right, a running three now. Rebound tipped around, pulled down underneath, followed up, no. Rebound tipped down, out of bounds, Tongi basketball. And again, I'm really surprised that Atchison is not taking a little more time with these possessions. 3.5 to go in the game, up nine. Shonick playing with those four fouls, comes up court. Atchison meets him on top. 2-3 zone, three-pointer, short, right on line, but a little bit short. And a rebound cleared away by Atchison. Here comes Stokes. She'll drive, lean, turn, shoot, blocking foul, and that's going to be the end of the game for Shonick. Shonick really disappointed. She had felt that she had gotten down the court and it squared up, set up, but the official says no. So Alyssa Shonick will be the first player to foul out of the game tonight, exiting at 3:10 to play, concluding with 5 points this evening. The first free throw? No. One more shot coming up for Stoves. Tonganoxie's brought Lila Carlton in. This free throw, also not going to go, and the rebound, Chieftains. Sage Isaacs comes down with the board. Isaacs started at the five tonight, has yet to score in the game. Now the pass to the middle is going to be knocked free. And again, Atchison's superior size and length and long arms. Here's Presley running three. Uh-uh. Offensive rebound pulled down underneath for the Phoenix by Bolridge. Araya dishes off on top. Kicks it over now to Hayward. underneath it goes, and Atchison's going to travel. 2:45 left. Tonganoxie with a basketball, but the Phoenix leading 35-26. Guys game after this one here on CARE. High school hoops on a high school Tuesday. Around to the right side. Tonganoxie, a foul off the ball. Atchison clearly in a very basic, very conventional 2-3 zone. And that is going to be the second foul on Majai Stokes. Tongi brings it in. 2.5 to go. Baseline turnaround for two. Nope. Rebound Atchison. And again, just reaching up skyward, kind of down, and pulls that thing out of the air before any Tonganoxie player was close to it. Here's Simpson with the basketball. 2:10 left. Presley goes three. Rebound Atchison. Stokes just about went three. That puts up a run at 16, missed it. But another Atchison rebound underneath by Downing. And here's another three for Stokes. There she hits one. Josiah Stokes has 10. And it is 38-26. Atchison back up a dozen. And we've got a minute 40 to go. We have not seen a point in this game in 3.5 minutes. And again, if you're Tonganoxie trying to battle back, going to have to put more up. Atchison doing a good job of holding him at bay. And we're going to get a timeout, Tonganoxie. They're going to set the course for the last minute 39. Taking a break, Joseph, the score here in Tonganoxie, Kansas. It is Phoenix 38, Chieftains 26.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023. We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Tonganoxie, Kansas. We welcome you back at the ladies' game, winding down with just over a minute and a half to go. 3-point shot off the inbound for the Chieftains. Nope. Followed up. Nope. But there's an Atchison foul. Trying to defend that shot. Taira Hayward will collect her fourth. Here's what Atchison has done. They've stayed out of enough foul trouble to keep their players active and on the court and not give Tonganoxie just a ton of free throws. They're going to give a couple up here. Emerson Maslach, first one is good. And here's the thing. Emerson started in the game, been in there most of the time. That is her first point tonight. And starting five for Tonganoxie, Sage Isaacs, still no points tonight. All their points have come from the perimeter. Second free throw is also good. 2 points now for Majak. 38-28, Atchison, and a minute 32 to go. A little pressure here by the Chieftains. Atchison will bring it up. Stokes goes right side. Dishes it across. It's going to be stripped out of the hands of Kaya Downing and lost out of bounds. Back it will come to Atchison from their offensive baseline with a minute 23 left in the game. Official takes a moment now. Hands the ball over. Raya Boldridge and her pass knocked away. Tonganoxie's coming up with it. Chieftains with the ball. Drive all the way into the middle. It's batted away. And what are we going to have? We got a block. We got a foul. We got a timeout. We got to get a travel called. The defender reached in. It was kind of a bang-bang play. Did you get all the ball? Did you get some of the body of the Tonganoxie player? Where, as she then tumbled and stumbled forward, they're going to call a travel. Back it comes to Atchison. And as it's getting ready to come in, we're going to get Coach Reban taking a timeout. Another break, Joseph. 75 seconds of play. It is the Phoenix leading 38-28.
Candy Cane Cash. We roll on with our big Christmas promotion with a sign-up Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon at Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison. Get there and get registered for a chance to win that $500 cash prize. See the complete list of signups online at KAIRFM.com. Get to as many as you can to increase your odds of winning that $500 cash prize. That grand prize giveaway coming up Monday, December 18th.
Five seconds ago, it is a 38-28 lead for Atchison High School over Tonganoxie here in the ladies' game. Coming out of the timeout, the ball will be put in play. It's going in right in front of the Tonganoxie bench. And again, it's supposed to come into the 20-foot mark. That might be close. Pass knocked away, driving in, shot up and good. To the Lincoln Bennett with the anticipation and the steal, and now we're going to get a Tonganoxie timeout. Joseph, we're wearing you out here. We're going to hang on to it right here. It is 38-30. So Atchison by 8. Still with some time to go. 1:05 left in this game. Lots of games going on around the Carroll listening area, so. Well, I'm sure be bringing you tons of scores across the MSC Sports Radio Network. So you got that going on. Don't have any finals. Well, maybe kind of sort of some finals, but nothing anywhere close to here as Wamego beat Sabatha tonight, 50-15, and. Other than that, we have nothing beyond halftime numbers, so we will see if any further information comes filtering in, huh? Minute 5 to go in the game. Crowd has continued to develop and has continued to make its way into the gymnasium this evening. I don't think there's a name for this gym. I don't know if it's been like corporately sponsored or anything, or dedicated to someone or ones. Just says home of the Chieftains. Atchison will bring it in. It's a 2-on-1, and a quick runner. It's going to go up and good. The bucket is in by Stoves. She's got a dozen, and it is 40-30 in the last minute now. Baseline jump shot up, no good. Atchison, Kaya Downing boards clear down, and we will have a foul by Tonganoxie's Lila Carlton. So Lila, foul number 2. Tonganoxie, foul number 4 for the fourth quarter. And again, from deep in the backcourt, Atchison brings it in. They're bringing it in. And as quickly as that, Tonganoxie commits a foul. So you can see the plan. Just going to keep fouling and playing this thing all the way out to the end. Now the officials, I thought that was the fifth. Yeah, that's the fifth foul. It's not on the scoreboard, so you cannot fault the officials for not realizing. Nobody put it up on the scoreboard till just now. They blow the horn, they sound it, and now the officials are, I think, confused as to whether they're shooting free throws. It should be 2. Okay, guys? Here we go. And now we will walk to the other end of the floor. The official comes over the score table, kind of throwing his hands in. I don't even know this new rule, really. It's kind of new. We got to figure it out. Right? He's like waving his hand, says, I get it. You're right. We're all going to learn this. And here comes Atchison to the free throw line with 40 seconds left. After team foul 5, the first of 2 free throws is up and not successful. One more free throw coming up for the Phoenix. And that one is going to be good. Third point of the game for Wyatt Boldridge, makes it 41-30. Out on top, plenty of reaching in, plenty of aggressive play, an 11-point game with a half a minute to go. And the foul on Atchison It is going to be the fourth foul of the game by Araya. Team foul four. So Tongadoxie put it in a play for the final time tonight. No more inbounding tonight. Half a minute to go, Joseph. In, three-point shot up. Nope. Rebound and a collision. And they're going to call a foul in the backcourt. I wonder what took so long. Because there was a big collision beneath the goal. Foul is going to be, I think. We're waiting to see. Hold on. So foul is going to be on Tonganoxie's Emerson Majak, her second. And Atchison to the other end. Free throw, no. One more shot coming up here for Kaya. She is 1 of 3 at the free throw line tonight, but has amassed 9 points. And she can be the second Atchison player to get into double figures, but will not with that free throw. And as that free throw does not draw iron, it's going to go back to the Chieftains. 25 seconds left. Up the floor, Herrera. The pass cross batted away, saved by Tonganoxie. Back it comes. Here's Herrera's shot, blocked, and a foul, and 3 free throws coming up as Kaya Downing collects the foul. 13 seconds left here in this ladies' game. At the free throw line, it's going to be the 5'2" sophomore. Her free throw is good. And Herrera is in double figure scoring. That is her 10th point of the game after hitting 3 threes. That is her first free throw. Two more, actually. This one, no. The official says, well, everybody's chasing the ball. He's like, whoa. 3 shots, ladies. Now, hit one, miss one, one more. And before the last free throw, at a 10-point game, we've apparently had a coach elect to take a timeout. So that all said, Joseph, we've got a busy sports schedule coming up here on Care Radio. We've got Hoops Friday night, Saturday, and then next week. All right, you look at the schedule. It's like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think, something like that. So, yeah, it's a busy, busy time. Sweet. Get ready to dash into the holiday break. All right. I don't know who called that timeout, but we're going to come back out to one more free throw for Mariah Herrera. Here we go. Herrera, little right-hand dribble. Squares up. Rolls it up, won't drop. Rebound underneath. Shot blocked away. And another Atchison foul. Yeah. With 10 seconds left. And foul is going to be the second by Kaya. And to the free throw line for Tonganoxie. Sage Isaacs. I mentioned Sage earlier. Starting at the 5. Hasn't scored yet tonight. Here's her chance. First one off to the right side. One more shot coming. 10-point ball game, 10 seconds left. Phoenix set to get to 500. This one's good. And the ball comes in. Simpson's got it in the backcourt. She's going to slow it down here. They lob it up. 2-1. And there's a half-court shot of the buzzer. Oh, just off the rim. As very nearly hit by Maja Stoves. Atchison wins it tonight. Final score, Phoenix 41. Tonganoxie 32. We'll be back to summarize right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Here we are back in Tonganoxie, Kansas. Boy, the ladies' game is in the book, and they put time up on the clock, Joseph, but just FYI, for engineering and programming purposes, there's some kind of a presentation occurring out of the floor, and the clock has yet to begin counting down. So that said, Tonganoxie dropping it to Atchison tonight. Phoenix winning 41-32. Recap of the scoring. Chieftains led by Lincoln Bennett with 13 and Mariah Herrera with 10. Alyssa Jonek had 5 tonight. It was a 2-point game for Emerson Majak and one apiece, Sage Isaacs and Lila Carlton. For Atchison, Rajai Stoves had a dozen. Presley Simpson had 9 tonight. Half a dozen for Taira Hayward. 4 this evening for Kaya Downing. It was 3 for Mariah Boldridge and Delaney Wilder with 2. Back about your player of the game today. We're going to go with Taira Hayward, and I'm going to tell you why. She was instrumental in that third quarter, which saw Tonganoxie come from down 6 to up a couple, and then Atchison was able to battle back. So props to Taira for that, and she just dominated rebounding the basketball tonight. So Taira Hayward is your back about your player of the game. Guys, game coming up here in a while. We'll keep you posted. What you got to do, leave that radio right there. Don't go away. Joseph's going to take some, like, really, really, really good care of you, and you're going to enjoy the time that you spend waiting for the guys' game coming up here on Pure Radio. Final score in the ladies' contest, Atchison 41, Tonganoxie 32. We'll return to the home of the Chieftains for the guys' game here in a little bit.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our postgame show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.